Ganda.
Talino.
Yaman.
Yummy.
Katropa.
Siksi. Liglig.
Malaman.
Aba, patindi.
Fun group dynamics.
Oh, God. Oh, wow.
Drive my car. Ah. If you know what I mean.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Tropang radio.
Yuyuyu mga katropa, 7:05 na po oras na para sa tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako si katropang Jean.
Ako po si katropang Annika.
Ako si katropang Janine.
Hello, good evening po sa inyong lahat mga katropas.
We struggle. Nakikipag-wrestling sa microphone.
Oh, mahirap, mahirap.
Si katropang Annika.
Para naman lasing to si katropang Annika. Oh,
grabe.
So ngayong araw na ito, kamusta naman ang ating mga katropas ngayong araw na ito, katropang Janine? Monday na Monday.
So, parang i-assume natin ay meron tayong hangover sa weekend. Medyo.
Kapag ba nag-hangover ka ng weekend, sober ka ba ng Monday?
I don't think
depende,
so.
Depende.
Depende actually.
So actually, dahil para ma-segue na agad-agad natin sa topic natin ngayong araw na ito ay five levels of drunk. Kiness ba yung
drunk
or
kadiri na yun?
Oo, yung ating pwede kadiri na yun, pero dahil yun sa pagkalasing ka na daw, yun na daw ang basa mo sa KDRN.
Yung sa drunk.
Hindi mo na mabasa yun. So, it's the five levels in essence. And of course, ngayong araw na ito ay sober ang ating pinag-uusapan. Yung bago mangyari ang lahat-lahat dun sa konsepto ng sober. Ilatag na natin ito na sa ating mga katropas. Ano ba yung konsepto mo ng sober? Diba? Masasabi mo na ako ay sober pag ganito ako. Katropang Anika.
Feeling ko, pagiging sober ay parang being able to think straight, being able to weigh all the possibilities sa mga desisyon na ginagawa mo. Being sober is being logical.
Oh, di ba? So how about you, katropang Janine? Sabi ni katropang Anika, logical, aware of the surroundings, parang ganun. Oh. Di ba?
Siguro idadagdag ko din doon kasi yung kahit pag napunta ka na sa tipsy na state, I think aware ka pa din naman . Pero kulang ka ng self control. I think i-add ko din sa konsepto ng sober ay kumbaga you hold the reins dun sa sa decision making mo and stuff sa bibig mo ganyan kasi minsan kung ano sinasabi mo, 'di ba, ibang tao pag tipsy na parang hindi naman sila madaldal, bigla na lang silang dadaldal or hindi naman sila malungkot, bigla sila iyak. So parang yun,
bigla na lang nagkaroon ng mga declaration.
Okay, ano nangyayari? I think in addition to being logical or thinking straight and aware ay konsepto ng You hold the reins dun sa lahat ng sa
concept of control.
Oh, control dun sa mind and body and soul and spirit
and all of the above and the combinations.
Ganun. Kasama siya.
Yung perspective ko ng sober. Kailangan yung level of self-awareness is so high. 'Di ba? Kasi parang feeling ko and I think naman our katropas will agree with me. Yeah. Hindi lang porke hindi ka lasing sober ka.
Totoo.
'Di ba? Kasi for example, sabi nga ni katropang Janine kanina kung you come from the weekend and you're on a Monday, and then you're gonna make huge decisions. Are you sober on that day? Yeah. For you to really make those decisions, diba? Halimbawa, biglang on that day, ikaw tatanungin ka or magpapa-interview ka, is it the best day to do an interview? Are you that sober? Kasi, diba, yung konsepto ng sober has parang in relation ba siya to a level of drunkenness? And though yan yung topic natin ngayon, toxicity and other and parang in essence say alcohol and other toxic things, that has given us a toxic lifestyle din. Pwede rin yung sa the way I look at sobriety or being sober is that clear yung thought mo. So that means even the ones that are in emotional na baggage mo, emotional na perspectives mo, kahit yung mental na acuity mo, 'di ba? Hindi ka masyadong inaantok, 'di ba? O kaya parang you're top of your game and siguro yun yung next question ko dun sa ating tatlo is that what is that state of when you can say you're the most sober? Diba? Parang itong state na to, I know that this is my most sober when I am at this point of my life. What do you think? Or your life or a situation when it says, sober na sober talaga ako pag ganito ang combination ko sa sarili ko. Katropang Janine, sige.
I think in terms of nabanggit mo kanina, Katropang Jane, yung konsepto ng sobrang, kumbaga, grabe yung clarity. Oo, I think na-connect ko din yun sa sobriety, yung clarity of thought. I think pinaka-sober ako, pag gano'n natin iisipin yun, ay pag ano, pag nakapag-isip na ako mag-isa. I mean, kumbaga, nandun ako sa state na nag-unstep na ako dun sa mga situations na kailangan mong pag-isipan. Kasi sometimes you have to go out of certain things, you have to get away from, kahit saglit lang, para pag-isipan yung mga bagay-bagay. Kasi minsan, di ba, pag ano, pag, kuwari, sa workplace, dahil nasa workplace tayo.
Oo.
Kasi, di ba parang,
yes, isin, katropas, this is our workplace.
Ingit kayo.
Work playground.
Baka akala nila, huh? Is that work?
Yes.
Yes. Sorry to say. We have a good job.
Yun, parang syempre pag mahirap din mag-isip ng ano, ng kunwari related din sa career mo, pag nakikita mo din yung mga ginagawa mo or pag swamped ka by the things you have to do today. So kailangan mo din lumabas ng konti doon. So I think yun yung clarity or pinakamataas na parang
level
highest state
of sobriety.
Oo. Pag ano, pag kumbaga, wala ka, kumbaga, hindi ka naman nag-dissociate eh. Parang, inano mo lang.
Wala ka lang dun sa
ganun klaseng noise. Sa, parang, kumbaga, hindi ka lang immersed dun sa noise na kung ano man yung pinag-iisipan mo na yon. Para magkaroon ka ng clarity. Parang gano'n.
Clarity of thought. Katropang Anika, how about you? When are you the most sober? Kasi it can be that you're the most sober when you're tipsy.
Yeah. Kung ano na inisip
ko. So sa iyong perspective, ano ang iyong pinaka-highest version of sobriety? Highest version.
Highest version.
Has level.
Ako feeling ko kasi, lagi akong bangag.
Ayun na nga.
Lalo na pag, ano, pag emotional ako. Alam ko naman, naiintindihan ko naman yung mga bagay. Pero, naiintindihan ko rin na hindi ko kayang i-accept yung mga bagay na yun. Mm-hmm. I mean,
aware ka naman.
Oh, aware naman ako na yung reality ay hindi ideal or hindi para sa akin or hindi ko siya susundin ganyan. Pero yung sinasabi ni Katropang Jane na ano na you are most sober when you are drunk. Kasi ako, hindi ako na, I mean, lalo ako nag-overthink pag nalalasing ako.
Okay, so you're not. So, hindi ka sober when you're drunk?
Hindi, ibig sabihin,
sober na aware ka, ganun.
Oo, parang sobrang aware ko na ito ang mangyayari pag ito ang ginawa ko. Ito yung mangyayari. Pero, it doesn't mean na I will act. Oo, logically.
Oo nga naman.
Or, dahil nga sober ako, parang nagkakaroon din yung ability to be, di ba, not sober. I mean, to show the people that you are not sober. Parang meron kang, di ba? Parang meron kang agency na parang mukhang walwal, ganon. Pero, I am the most sober siguro when I'm not emotional.
Nakakalasing ang emotions.
Oo. Totoo naman.
Mm-mm. Tsaka nakagutom, ganon.
Nakapagod.
So,
sana may calories na nababurn yun.
Depend. So, ano pa yan? Spectrum. So, pag sobrang masaya or sobrang malungkot, pares lang din yung...
I mean,
nakakagulo pa rin. Nakakalasing, ganun. So, pag wala akong naramdaman, siguro that's when I'm most sober.
Pag chill lang tayo dito.
Chill sa emotions. So, ako, agree ako doon. Pero kung spasyo, I think nakakalasing din kasi yung kabisihan. Yung ang dami-dami mong ginagawang mga bagay. I think nakakalasing yun kasi nalilito ka kung ano uunahin mong gawin. So kapag ka ganun siya, parang hindi rin siya the most ideal of states. Ako pa naman yung ang dami-daming patong-patong na nangyayari sa buhay. And I think I prefer to work that way. Para din may variety. Ayoko din naman ng constantly kapare-pareho din lang yung araw-araw ko. So having that diversity of work and environments give me the best, para sa akin, the best workplace dynamics. However, I think it is when, ako din kasi meron, although dapat nga essentially nakakalasing yun eh, yung halimbawa when I'm on break. Kaya pag when I'm on break, halimbawa meron ako talagang 1 week na wala ako, mm-hmm. and then I'm going to spend it by myself. I'm going to sit on a, in a corner. Like sometimes I walk and then go to a park. Ganun ako sa kahit saan yan, na parang meron akong one day na hindi ko man lang iniisip kung saan ba ako pupunta. Lalakad lang ako. Tapos, okay, I get to a park. Upo ako doon. Titingnan ko yung mga taong naglalakad, nagpapakain ng birds or something like that. Yung mga bagay na hindi, okay, sumakay sa MRT na nanonood lang ako ng mga tao. Wala naman ako talagang patutunguhan. I think that's when I'm the most sober because I don't really have to consider anything, mm-hmm. diba? I have a space wherein it's just me and my thoughts. So, sobrang strong yung accessibility ko dun sa thoughts ko na yun. So, dun ako sa mga breaks na yun, nag-iisip kung ano gagawin ko sa buhay ko or kung nasa tama ba akong proseso or if I don't mind where I am, di ba? Parang, mm-hmm. okay, wala. O sige, dead ma din. Ganyan. So, may mga ganun akong moments. That's why I prefer to travel sana, not in winter. Kasi yung lamig nun, hindi ka makalabas, hindi ka makapanood ng mga tao.
Gusto
kasi,
wala mag-hibernate.
Kasi gusto yung tumago sa loob. Kasi ang lamig eh, di ba? So, sabi ko ganun. So, kaya parang every year, I want to give myself a few days of that, no? Kasi parang, I want a time in my year where I'm my most sober kasi mm-hmm. I'm constantly tipsy with work and things to consider, sometimes tipsy with my emotions and relationships with people. I love mm-hmm. being with people. I love listening to people, talking to people, and that makes me tipsy. So parang minsan gusto ko lang, it's just me and my thoughts para mm-hmm. lang na-access ko siya, and I think that's when I'm the most sober.
Pero naisip ko din, may ano, meron ding, kumbaga may caveat din yung pag mag-isa ka, nakakalasing yeah. din yung sarili mong thoughts.
Yeah, sabi ko nga yung ano rin, yung quiet na yun, nakakalasing din yun. Oo. Pero parang yun yung aking, parang yun yung aking sipping of my rum cola or something that allows me that kind of, mm-hmm. like I sit, drink my tea. It's not really, di ba? Pero it's nakakalasing siya, pero compared to my daily activities where it's really noisy, constant, ito yung tahimik at ano, I think the quiet, no? Yung, yun nga, yung parang, tama ka, nag-a-access ka sa thoughts mo, so maaring yan din naman ang magpalalim at magpapalasing sa'yo. Pero yan kasi yung the opposite of what happens to me. So parang mm-hmm. that's really my version of sober. So tanongin naman natin ang pagiging sober ng ating mga guest katropa. So syempre lalalim pa tayo sa usapan na ito later on sa ating syempre pag bumalik kami. So mamaya makasama na natin ang mga medyo sober na mga taga House of Pinky. Sa ating pagbabalik, alamin natin how sober are they? O baka naman nasa state of drunkenness na talaga sila. Huwag po kayong alis mga katropas. Babalik ang tropang rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 60.2. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa DZUP 60.2. Kasali ka.
Relativity, asperity, vorticity, hydraulics, oscillation, polarization. Naguguluhan? Itanong kay engineer ang lahat ng yan. Itanong kay engineer tuwing Lunes alas 4 ng hapon dito lang sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng Philippine Association of Food Technologists Alpha Chapter at ng College of Home Economics Student Council ang Feeding the Future, Improving Food Security Through Food and Environmental Sustainability sa darating na February 25 mula 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. sa Gusali 2, College of Home Economics. You may visit facebook.com/paftalpha or contact 0905-383-1105. This is brought to you by the PAFT Alpha in cooperation with DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Yo, yo, yo mga katropa, 7:19 na po at nagbabalik ang Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Anika.
Ako si Katropang Janine.
Ako si Katropang Jane. Yan mga katropa, kamusta naman po ang inyong sobriety? Tayo po ba ay pagka pinalakad ngayong araw na ito sa straight line? Tayo po ba ay makakalakad ng straight line?
Or pag binethalizer?
Oo. Yung breathalyzer baka madali-dali pa eh. Pero yung habang pahawak mo yung ilong mo habang sumasyo ka ng ano...
labo.
Nang liburak. Makain yung magawa, di ba? So we're talking about the five states of drunkenness for this week. Wala po yung kinalaman sa mga pelikulang lumalabas. Di ba? Meron tayong pelikulang lumabas lang last week. Yung I'm Drunk, I Love You.
And no, we are not promoting you guys drink.
Yeah, kaya tamo wala kaming usapan ng drinking talaga, no. Kaya nga sabi dito, it's alcohol and other toxic things, di ba? So, para din yung love and other drugs, di ba? So, ito rin ay may kinalaman sa love. Of course, we would like to acknowledge that our episode for this week is courtesy of our student katropa, di ba?
Student katropa.
Na si katropang Danny, who is our intern. This is part of her, what she's going through this week. So, makakapiling nyo actually si Danny tomorrow and Wednesday. She's going to be part of Tropang Radio when she talks about several of her episodes. Pero, bago natin makapiling si katropang Danny, makakapiling muna natin ang ilang mga guest katropas natin sa House of Pinky. Kilalanin na po natin sila, Yo-Yo-Yo, katropas!
Yo-Yo-Yo, ako si katropang Leah.
Yo-yo-yo, ako si Katropang Arlan.
Ayan. Of course, we mentioned na sila ay galing sa hashtag House of Chicken. House of hashtag talaga. Sa House of Pinky. Kaya kilalanin natin na a little bit more. Si Katropang Arlan, where are you from? Year, level, college?
First year, Broadcom, College of Mass Communication.
Alright. Ah, so ito pala, malalaman mo ngayon kung mag-shift ka na next year. Ikaw katropang Leah.
Kablock ko si Arlan, so I'm also a freshman taking BC.
Ayan, okay. So if I'm not mistaken, sa klase po ni katropang Pinky, nandun po yung broadcast block yata.
Yes.
Ah, so kay Professor Katropa.
Professor Katropang Pinky. Aseron. Siya po yung teacher sa Broadcast 100. Nandun yung broadcast block. So, makakasama pala natin yun. So, ito pala yung, ano nila, is this your first time to be on radio?
Yes.
Yay!
Hopefully, hindi kami maging dahilan kung bakit.
Ayaw nyo na.
Or pwede rin, di ba? Alamin nyo na ngayon kung ayaw nyo na.
Parang is this what you want to do in the future?
So, katropas, ituloy po natin. Of course, we are in kindred spirits here because si katropang Janine, katropang Anika, and myself, we all graduated from the broadcast program as well. Diba? Yes. So kami, noong naupo kami dyan, sinabi namin, ay oo, ito ang gusto namin. Diba? So tuloy po natin sa usapan. Si katropang Janine, napilit po siya. Napilit. Gusto niya po naupo lang siya. Gusto niya maupo dati. Napilit siya. So So, we were talking about sobriety or being sober, the five states. At maganda tong state na to kasi ito yung supposed to be a state na klaro ka mag-isip at wala ka pang naiinom. Yes. But tanongin natin sa ating mga katropas, are you sober right now, katropang Leah?
I'm very painfully sober right now.
Painfully?
How can you describe someone who is painfully sober?
Someone who's sober but doesn't want to be.
Yeah.
That's why it's very painful.
Good point. Katropang Leah.
Katropang Arlan, how about you?
Well, sober in life, pero drunk in akads.
Wow!
Very true.
Freshie pa lang siya, drunk in akads na siya, oh.
GC ka ba?
Ay, katropang Arlan, GC pag nag-third year ka na, wasted ka na.
Tapos,
it gets worse than this.
Yes.
Oo, sige. So, itanong naman natin, ano ba sa inyo ang masasabi niyong state of being sober? When pag tinanong ka, ito, katulad ng pinag-usapan namin sa aming tatlo kanina, what is your own personal state of sobriety? Katropang Arlan.
Siguro sa akin, sober ako pag alam ko, like, nasi-sense ko lahat ng, you know, my surroundings, ganun. And also, I'm fully aware of the things I'm saying, and I am also aware of the things I'm thinking, and yun, there, my speaking and my thinking are in sync. So I guess for me, that's my idea of sobriety.
Ah, so
in sync.
In sync. At parang nagmamatch lahat siya. Yes. Na parang lahat ng bagay na yun ay may kinalaman sa isa't isa. Okay. Yes. Tuloy naman natin kay katropang Leah. How about you? What makes you sober?
I think what makes me sober is being aware of everything that's going on and having control over what I'm doing and what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. And I think also parang just being so fully awake and seeing everything as it is instead of through the lens of what drunkenness comes with.
So what would be, kung sakaling sasabihin natin, tanungin ko kayo, madali ba kayong malasing? And when I mean that, doesn't mean alcohol. Ikaw ba yung tipong madaling malasing sa happiness? Madaling, parang madaling mag-shift from being sober into a non-sober state? Katropang Leah.
I think in terms of life and other things, madali ako malasing. Mm-hmm. Super. Pero in terms of alcohol, hindi.
Thank you for sharing. Katropang Arlan.
Ako naman, I am a very optimistic person. So I'm very drunk in, you know, positivity, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And like, katropang Leah, hindi rin ako ganun
kabilis kadaling malasing. Yes. So you are... You have a longer state of sobriety,
yes,
rather than going towards that direction. Do you want to break that? Parang when you are, kasi bukas tipsy naman yung topic natin. Parang mm-hmm. When is it na parang I don't want to be sober anymore and I want to be a little more drunk than I am, but not to a point na hindi mo siya makontrol.
For me, siguro like. When I really need to, you know, cool off, like, syempre, there's a lot of stress that mm-hmm. comes with, you know, studying.
Life.
In life, yeah. Yes, being drunk in life. And so, parang, you want to, parang, live in the moment as long as you can. So, yeah, I think that's the reason for me to siguro say na I should, you know, be a little less sober.
Uh-huh. How about you, Katropang Leah?
I think that being tipsy is kind of this perfect middle ground in between being completely drunk and being completely
really sober.
Sober,
yeah.
And I feel like it's the state that I really like to stay in all things, because I don't like the pressure of being fully sober, because everyone knows that you're sober, that you need to be aware of what you're doing, mm-hmm. and everything that you're doing, everyone knows that you're
so
aware of
you're
that.
You're not given any excuses.
Yes. You don't have an excuse. But yeah. Also, if you're too drunk, parang wala ka na talagang control at all.
Yeah.
And I feel like being tipsy is the perfect middle ground.
Yeah, there's
between
enough
those.
Control, but yeah. There's enough excuse. So let's go to the sewer part, maybe one of my last questions. What is your close in quotation marks poison of choice? No, yung konsepto na sabi nyo kanina, I am drunk with optimism and ganyan, para my poison of choice is this is what I prefer to be non-sober with. Katropang Arlan.
Siguro for me, I want to be completely drunk in friendship. Because I believe na I like going out with friends, I like being with my friends, and so parang yun, with my friends, parang I escape all of that stress, you know, mm-hmm. all of that being sober in life. Mm-hmm. So, ayun, I don't want to, you know, be sober in friendship.
Ah, you want to be a little bit drunk with friendship. Katropang Leah, how about your poison of choice?
I can relate to that. I like to be around my friends a lot. I'm kind of the clingy friend that wants to be around her friends all the time. So I want to be completely wasted in like companionship, kumbaga. Like I want to be
constantly
around
surrounded
people.
By that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Gusto niyo bang bumate sa inyong mga sober pang mga kaibigan kasi 7 o'clock, 7:30
pala. Monday pala.
Yeah. Gusto niyo bang bumate? Meron ba kayong gustong you wanna say hi to?
Okay.
Say Katropang Arlan.
So, hi, blockmates. Yeah, I hope you guys are studying well. And yeah, let's be drunk together in friendship. And also, hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom. We're not making, hindi po namin sila nilalasing dito. Just nilalasing with experience and learning.
Yes.
Katropang Leah, how about you?
Yeah, I also want to say hi to our block and to the rest of the House of Pinky. And also to my friends, Sophia, Vicky, and Danica, who see me at my most drunk and my most sober. And make both fun.
Oh, hello. Hello to you guys. That's a good, you know, that's a good mix. The people who see you in both ends of the spectrum. So, and then of course, how do you feel your experience? Is it something that is what state of the five drunkenness? Like, or is this state after being part of Tropang Radio? What would it be, Katropang Leah?
I feel like it would be the state of being tipsy.
Mm-hmm. So, hindi ka pa nagbago isip mo, mag-shift out.
No. Dito pa
because of us. Para pang Arlen.
Same. I also want to be, you know, tipsy at all of these experiences because, you know, to be honest, when I entered here, I was really nervous. But then now that I see that it's really fun, I hope that I would, you know, enjoy continue. It in the, yes, and continue in the later years.
Yes. Thank you very much, Katropang Arlen, Katropang Leah. Of course, we will always be part of your heart. Hopefully, kasi sabi nga namin dito sa Tropang Radio, once sa Katropa, always sa Katropa. Bye, Katropang Leah, Katropang Arlen. Huwag po kayong aalis, mga Katropas, dahil sa ating pong pagbabalik. Sila lang, kami naman po magpapakalasing pa. Kami naman po, tutuloy po natin ating conversation, not only with each other, but of course with our Katropas online. Kung ano naman po ang kanilang sobriety moments. Huwag po kayong aalis, babalik ang Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na makinig sa TCUP 16.2. Tayo na makinig sa TCUP 16.2. Ikaw ang bota tayo sa TCUP 16.2. Kasali ka!
Nais niyo bang dalhin ang kalikasan sa syudad?
Bakit hindi natin subukan?
Inihahatid ng DZUP 1602 ang isang programang magpapalapit sa inyo sa kalikasan.
Nature Venture!
Isang oras ng paghatid sa inyo ng mga kwento at kaalaman tungkol sa kalikasan.
Makinig na para sa environment-friendly at nature-loving na pamumuhay.
Nature Venture!
Tuwing Lunes, alauna hanggang alas dos ng hapon, dito lang sa DZUP 1602.
Kasali ka!
Inihahandog ng UP Future Library and Information Professionals of the Philippines, Katuwang, ang Philippine Librarians Association Incorporated, National Capital Region, Librarians Council, at UP Main Library, ang New Professional Series 2017 sa March 4 mula 7:30 a.m. hanggang 12 noon sa Main Library, UP Diliman. Para sa karagdagang impormasyon, bisitahin ang facebook.com/upflip. Ito ay hatid sa inyo ng UP Future Library and Information Professionals of the Philippines, Philippine Librarians Association Incorporated, National Capital Region, Librarians Council, at UP Main Library sa pakikipagtulungan ng DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Sinisinta kita.
Iniibig kita.
Iniirog kita.
Inanais kita.
Mahal kita.
Ang daming paraan para masabi na mahal mo ang isang tao gamit ang ating sariling wika. Ba't di na lang ito ang gamitin mo? Ugaliing gamitin ang mga salitang tunay na atin. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Yo, mga katropa, it's 7:33. Nagbabalik po tayo dito sa Tropang Rad.
Yo!
Ako po si Katropang Janine.
Ako po si Katropang Anika.
At ako po si Katropang Jane. We are still sober on a Monday. Actually, feeling ko at the end of the day of a Monday, that's when we become a little bit more sober.
Yes.
Kasi parang tinanggap mo na. Hindi na weekend. Pero it takes siguro a few hours in the day before that happened. So mga katropas, tayo po yung nagbabalik sa ating tema for the week. Of course, as we mentioned kanina, that's courtesy of our intern na si Katropang Danny who will be joining us tomorrow and Wednesday. Ito yung ating 5 states of drunkenness. So, pero ngayon, bago ka naman talaga maging drunk, dapat meron kang sober moment, di ba? Eh, bago natin basahin ng ating mga sinasabi ng ating mga guest katropa, ay ng ating mga katropas online, at saka lang mga comments on sobriety, itatanong ko muna sa ating mga katropa sa kanilang poison of choice. What would you want to break your sobriety with? Parang ayokong maging sober, gusto ko ito ang magiging dahilan kung bakit ako hindi sober. Yung parang kasi sinabi natin, in a way naman, parang being sober is a good state.
Mm-hmm.
Pero parang, but I would like to tawid this way kasi parang, I think this one is a better, it's worth losing my sobriety over. Katropang Anika.
Oh God.
Siyempre, kanina sila ko pang Janine eh. Huwag ka na mag-research. Ayan,
lamahin mo na. Tayo ulit yung monitor, ando para may nire-research ko. Huwag niyo nag-alala. Okay na siya. Yan. So,
sober naman ata yung monitor.
Ano ba?
Ayun.
Ano be?
De, kasi I want to... ito lang naman yung gusto. Para namang...
hirap na hirap mag-edit ah.
Hirap i-edit, no?
Oo. Kasi yung gusto kong kumanta ng Love Drunk, pero yung tono nasa utak ko, yung Love Bug.
Now I'm speechless.
Love Drunk again. Oo, pero Love Bug pala yun. Tapos mm-hmm. iba pala yung meaning ng Love Drunk na kanta. I used to be Love Drunk, but now I'm over.
You're hungover?
Hindi.
So, yung gusto niya sabihin, ano, hindi siya makaget
over. So, mas gusto mo maging love drunk?
Of course, I want to be love drunk. Pero, this time, ayoko lang na maging drunk ako sa love ko. Sa sarili, di ba? Sa love ko for other people. Mm-mm. Gusto ko rin na ma-drunk sa love ng other people for me.
Or
another loved. Person.
Oh, other people. Baka you mean one person.
Oh, another person pala. Oh, I
hirap?
Want to.
Hirap.
Oh, pero yun nga, hindi naman natin, yun yung something na hindi kayang bilhin
sa supermarket.
Sa convenience store, ganyan. Oh. O kaya hindi mo naman mahanap sa bar, sa club.
Yeah. The love. The pure love of somebody who loves you mm-hmm. and who loves and you love back. Kasi Rob and Janine, how we'll about you? Together. What is your poison? Poison of choice, ah.
Yung una ko naisip, there's nothing, parang for me, nothing beats an answered prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Parang, grabe, parang feeling mo naglalahad ka sa langit. I mean, feeling mo wala, what, there's no, you have no mass. Parang gano'n mm-hmm. in some way. Pero aside from that, next to that, I think yung ano, yung konsepto ng, yung comfort mo sa company ng tao. Kasi mm-hmm. diba parang, not necessarily yung konsepto ng nasa adventure stage kayo yeah. na parang, tara, punta tayo dito, mag-roller coaster tayo. But more of, a shared comfort, ganon, mm-hmm. of in a space, alam mo yun? Kasi meron akong tinatawag na mundane miracles, na parang, kunwari, yung may, biglang pagkakita mo, yung mga passing trains, ganyan, mm-hmm. or yung mga tao, maganda sila, hindi nila alam. Tapos mm-hmm. nakikita mo yun right in front of your eyes. Parang, that's really nice. Parang nakakalasing yun, mm-hmm. na makita mo yun. Or makita ka nila, yeah. na ganun, tapos sabihin sa'yo, diba?
That's very
ikaw,
nice.
Ikaw katropang Jane.
Ako, dalawa. Well, ironically, my first one is his sense of redemption. Mm. Of coming from a mistake. Diba?
Ah, yeah.
It's kinda, I know na dapat hindi ka nalalasing dun sa moment na yun, but that's when, kasi yung awareness level, when you're trying to shake off things that are bad for you, or in some cases, doing bad things to other people, sometimes you can't help yourself, no? Kahit na it's not you, pero it's because of the pain you're going through, ganyan. Mm-hmm. You can't, parang you cannot handle being more, parang more positive than you are. So parang minsan, it's para sa siguro, I like the feeling of the redemption that happens when you've forgiven the person who did something to you and you've forgiven yourself for what you have done to that person mm-hmm. as well. So, yon, yung moment na yon. That lasts.
That's very different from vindication, diba?
Redemption lang. So, I'm not going to give myself naman an excuse for the things that I've done. Mm-hmm. So, parang it humbles me. Parang it's a very humbling, not humiliating. It's a very humbling process wherein you realize just how much you have hurt this person and yet you can still have a relationship with that person again. Mm-hmm. So, ibig sabihin, the forgiveness that you have afforded that person and that person affording you that forgiveness and you affording yourself the forgiveness as well. So, yun, yung redemption na yun. And then the other one is shaking off something that's in essence bad for you, 'di ba? Yung halimbawa ano kasi eh, 'di ba? Parang I think I'm better when I'm not in love. Yung kasi I think I'm a bad lover. yung ibig sabihin I'm a good lover in the sense na ano na when I love people. Pero it's when I love people that I'm the best lover, but when I love one person, I think that affects my relationships with other people as well. Mm. And perhaps that is why I haven't really found a person to love or that person to love me. Kasi it's not yet healthy. Sure, yun. I think that's the one. Yung pagkatapos nun, being in a bad state. So parang may similarity siya doon sa redemption. Pero it has to do with shaking off something na alam mong has been bad for you. And I think parang alcoholic, toxic things din yun, eh, di ba? Na parang, you know, kasi parang love is an addiction din naman. So minsan, alam mo namang mali para sa'yo. Tapos nung, and then you can't help it. And then finally, when you do, and decide na it's not healthy and you want to get out of that space, and that feeling afterwards. So the high is actually after. It's not during. No. It's during that it's painful. It's during that it's destructive. So my high happens after when I realize just how bad things were. Yung parang how I can love without that kind of ano. So I think that one. And I'd like to ride that wave for a longer period of time pa. Yung parang alam mo yun, parang okay, that's my ano, that's my version of ano, of being your happy poison. My poison, if I may say so. Okay, so basahin natin na ilan sa mga comments on sobriety ng ating
may
mga
nalason na ba dyan?
Ng ating mga katropas online. Sige, katropang Anika, unahan mo na kami.
Ayan, sabi
dami-dami po ito, so kailangan po kaming
doon sa question na when are you most sober? Sabi ni katropang Joyce, I think I am most sober every time I make a huge mistake and suddenly realize I have to stop screwing up.
Yeah, maganda yan, no?
House of Chito.
Katropang Joy, pareho tayo. Di ba? It's this. Okay, and then si katropang Zarina naman, di pa ako nalalasing kasi strong po ako. So, hindi po ako nalalasing. Ha?
Sabi mo, di pa.
Di po ako nalalasing kasi strong po ako. So, lagi akong painfully sober. Bumpanes. Uso pa pala yung bumpanes. Hashtag House of Sherelle.
Bumpanes.
Okay, tuloy po natin. Katropang Janine.
Okay.
Nawawala.
Nalasing.
Kami pala dapat monitor. Ang lalapit.
Sorry po. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Sige. Yan, LG.
Kailangan ng bagong computer.
Hindi, dapat yung tao yung mag-move, hindi yung monitor. Ayan. So, sabi ni katropang Jeric Vuelta Garrido, siguro pag di foolish yung actions, di ba pag di ka sober, medyo nagiging foolish actions mo? Hashtag House of Sherelle.
Ayan. So, ituloy naman natin.
Gusto ba't nabasahin?
Nakatawa yung si katropang beep beep.
Venezuela. si beep. Si beep Venezuela.
Oo, I
think. So, nakatawa yung kanyang concept of being sober. When I am in M107 because it's cold. Sober. Hashtag House of Chito. Oh, yeah. Pawiti, ah. Pero, ewan ko lang. Katropa, sir.
Sir Chito.
Pagalitan mo nga ito. Okay. At the first kasama sa house ng ating guest katropa today, katropang Anika.
Sabi naman ni katropang Janina, when faced with matters of consequence. Hashtag House of Pinky.
Ayan. So, mukhang ano, nagre-represent ang lahat ng ating mga houses. Pakinggan naman natin ang oy.
Some Korean
character. Oh, Korean. Korean yata siya.
Clariza.
Clariza.
Towel.
Okay. By definition of sober in my dictionary, siguro kapag ka-chat ko siya tapos ayon, ang insensitive naman.
Na naman.
Ayon, as in yung ayon niya talaga. As in ayon.
Ayon, hashtag relate.
Hashtag House of Pearl. Hi, hashtag.
Wala lang.
Hi, House of Pearl.
Ayan. So, ano pa ba?
Okay, that's it.
Pero
totoo yun, no? Nakaka-sober pag alam mo may nagawa kang mistake. It grounds you so much. Parang,
sige, so which one of these things that parang medyo relate ka? Sabi mo nga hashtag relate. Si katropang Janine muna.
Sige. Yung hashtag relate ko dun, yung konsepto nga ng ano, ng when you make a mistake or you make a bad decision talaga, tapos na-realize mo or may nagsabi sa'yo na parang, wait lang! Bali yung ginawa ko. Parang, ganun. Parang, ang hirap talagang i-utter yung, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, it's a bad decision on my side. But, after doing that, it yun nga, sinabi mo ni katropang Jane Ken, it humbles you. And it grounds you din na parang, okay, kailangan mong maging mas, kumbaga, naging sober ka na doon, tapos meron ka pang will na mas maging sober pa when it comes to decision making. Kasi, kumbaga, yun, natuto ka nga doon, diba? it's either you win or you learn, di ba? Parang gano'n. So I think yun yung nakaka-relate ako na, oh nga no, pag may mali ka talaga nagawa, parang ang hirap. Pero pag nasabi mo naman na okay, nasabi mo na sa sarili mo.
Oh, or natanggap mo na.
Oh, natanggap mo, oh my gosh, mali ako. Okay, sorry. Parang gano'n. Parang ikaw, okay, I'm so sober. I made a mistake.
Oh, ang lakas maka, ano, eh, parang maka, maka madagok
sa. Parang ano, parang may, ano, may meron siyang sound effects na,
gano'n. Tapos mag-zoom in. Paamo sa,
oh, mag-zoom in sa'yo. Tapos parang, gano'n.
Wala ka nang magawa. Katrapang Anika, how about you?
Ako naman dun yung sabi ni Katrapang Cariza Towel. Ayun.
Bakit ko kaya?
Yung kapag ka-chat ko siya, tapos ayun, ang insensitive na naman. Parang yung lahat ng na-form mo sa isip mo, nawala lahat. Kasi na-realize mo, ito yung totoong tao, hindi yung nasa isip ko.
Mm-mm.
Sabi nga ni Katropang caramel flavored, parang binuhusan ka ng malamig na tubig para magising. Hashtag House of Cheeto. Diba? Kasi yung sa utak mo kasi, people are ideal.
Yeah.
Oo.
O kaya, sa tayo na, the way, kasi nga, kung nananatili ka na dun sa tipsy state, non-sober state na,
oo.
Parang nananatili ka dun kahit na hindi naman pala ganun yung sitwasyon.
Sana kung magkasama kayo dun sa state na yun, ikaw, eh, ikaw lang nandun.
Teka, ako naisip ko, wala, nakaka-relate ba ako sa any? Teka, sige. Because it's cool joke lang.
Sa M107. Pero nakaka-relate din ako dun. Malamig po talaga dun sa room na yon.
Ay, teka, wait lang.
Go ka, tropang Jane. Okay. Kaya mo yan.
ako ang dami kong ano eh. Ayun yung temporary escape siguro. Always sober kasi ayokong malasing dahil temporary escape lang daw siya. Yun ay sabi ni Katropang Joy. So, yung perspective ko dun kasi is minsan, lalo ngayon, lately, ay hindi na ako masyadong nag-e-engage dun sa as much as possible. Ang bilis niya rin hatakin ako to sa sobriety kasi naramdaman mo na yung ayaw mong version of yourself doon sa kalasingan version na yun. So, diba?
Ah, mm-hmm.
So, parang ang bilis din ako hatakin agad-agad. So, hindi na rin ako, I mean, ano, parang ay ayoko, hindi ba ako ready na i-let go yung current state ko. Yan. So, mga katropas, break muna tayo.
Okay.
At of course, we have a few more questions left regarding our sobriety. Parang kanina kasi parang what is our poison and ito naman, what are we willing to fight for to keep sober? Mm-hmm. Di ba? Huwag po kayong aalis mga katropas. Babalik po ang Tropang Rad.
Yo! Halika na pakinig sa PCUP 16.02.
Tunog at tinig,
tula at titig,
pulso at pintig,
daloy at himig,
dangal at pahimik.
Tunog at tinig ng Pilipinong tugtugin. Ang Tunog at Tinig ay isang pangradyong music magazine hatid ng UP College of Music. Maririnig tuwing Miyerkules ikalima ng hapon dito sa DZUP. Kasali ka.
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chon Chon?
Ay, napakasaya noon! Pati yung graduation ni Lynn sa kolehiyo!
Naku, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon!
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi ka nila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mong naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Tropang Radio!
Yo, mga katropa, 7:49, nasa huling hirita na po tayo ng Tropang Rad. Yo! 7:39 p.m. na po ng gabi. Ba't sabi ko 7:49 lang? PM na po na gabi. Ako po si Katropang Jane.
Ako po si Katropang Annika.
Ako si Katropang Janine.
And we're still talking about the five states of drunkenness. At pinakamaganda po kami dahil first in the week, kami pa po ay medyo sober.
Medyo
sober. Opo. Of course, we don't want to preempt any of the next stages. Pero tomorrow po ay makakasama. Ang mapag-usapan naman po ay pagiging tipsy. On Wednesday ay yung drunk na talaga. Then we become wasted on Thursday and wake up with a hangover on Friday. Yan yung mga five states po yan. Sabi nga natin. Toxicity? And ano?
Five levels of drunkenness.
Love and other toxic things. Yan. So, katropas, itatanong na natin kung ano bang state of drunkenness ka ngayon? Are you sober, tipsy, drunk, wasted, or with the hangover? Katropang Jeannie.
I think for other people, I might be, baka makonsider na tipsy ako, pero ngayon, I think I'm very sober with how much I'm aware
sober
of so many things.
Very sober na.
Ha? Very sober na?
Sober na, uber na.
Ako din.
Sober naman to.
Sober naman to.
Sober ka naman.
Parang, para sa akin, sober yun. Na sobrang marami akong, kumbaga, mas mataas yung perception ko sa mga bagay-bagay ngayon. Mm-hmm. And I think for other people, that's gonna be something na makakategorize nila as tipsy, I think. Mm-hmm. But for me, that's very,
your sober.
That's
your
version of sober. This is my sober state, I think, now. And, yun. Kasi, ewan ko, parang, for the past year, sobrang madaming, yun nga, parang, tumaas yung awareness mo sa how people behave, how people, basically, yung perception ko sa mga bagay-bagay. Hindi lang mga tao, as in situations, ganyan, sa sarili ko.
Clarity.
Clarity sa family, what I want to do, or
don't want to do,
yes, very true yun, yung kumbaga ano, may sieve, parang na ano, na sieve mo yung mga things for me over the past months. So yun, I think I'm sober.
Yeah. So katropang Annika, your state?
Yeah,
hindi ko alam.
Wala pa nga eh.
Hindi ko alam kung dalawa yung pinagpipilian ko. It's either drunk fighting to be sober or sober fighting to be drunk.
And so sino mag-a-adjust?
Hindi ko alam.
King drunkenness, king soberness.
Hindi ko alam kung gusto ko bang maging sober kasi lasing ako. Kaya ginagawa ko yung mga bagay na ginagawa ko. Mm-hmm. Or sober na ako pero gusto kong malasing kasi mas masarap yung feeling ng lasing.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. So, iniisip ko pa kung saan doon.
You're still in the process of assessing the situation.
Or, yun yung current state ko na nalilito ako kung ano ba yung gusto kong ma-feel or gusto kong iwanan. Kasi I'm fighting to be in the other state. Yeah. Pero hindi ko alam kung ano yung other state.
Mm-mm.
Hi, yo, katropang CC. Si
hello, katropang CC.
Katropang friend. Katropang
and
CC.
Friend of katropang CC. Okay, so mga katropas, ay ako naman ang siguro ako, ito yung sober state after feeling the hangover. Alam mo yun? Na wala na yung
never
bitter.
Never again, may ganun, di ba?
Oo. Wala na yung bitter taste dun sa, di ba, yung sa pagkaano ka, sakit ng ulo mo. Tapos yung ano mo, yung
masama
pakiramdam mo. Tapos parang dry yung throat mo. Tapos yung dehydrated feeling mo na, oo, na. Pero pag naging sober ka na after yung mga 3 days of that, na finally wala na yung headache. Diba na parang na inom mo na ng maayos na lemon water or whatever. Oo, na ano mo na talaga siya, na shake off mo siya. Tapos sinabi mo sa sarili mo na, ay, hindi ko nagustuhan yung feeling of being drunk. Hindi ko rin nagustuhan yung hangover that happened after it. Hindi ko kinaganda yon, hindi ko ikinasexy yon. Diba na parang, and then you have this moment when you tell yourself na you're starting over and you're not going to be in that situation again. So I will put myself in that, in a sober position only because you already went through all of the stages. Di ba? So, if am I willing to go, I'm a little afraid to go towards that direction again. So, parang in essence, pag nakakatikim ka ng konting alcohol, parang in this case, yung your poison or what, that breaks your sobriety. Pag tinitikman mo siya, tapos nakikita mo ulit yung natitipsy ka, tapos nababalik ka dun sa state, naaalala mo lahat ng prosesong pinagdaanan mo. So, parang bigla kang napapahinto. Parang, it's not always a good thing. Kasi,
bibilangin mo kung ilan na inom mo.
Oo, parang ayoko, hindi ako babalik dun sa sitwasyon na yun. Kasi alam kong pagdadaanan ko muli yung pinagdadaanan. And then there's another, di ba parang what I had to pay for to get to this sober state is so major na hindi ko yata kakayanin pa na dumaan muli sa apat na stages only to get back to this state. So, parang, di ba, yung tipsy kasi, ano pa lang yun, one step in pa lang, madali pang bumalik. So, pag na-tipsy na, parang na, pag na-shake ka na, parang, ay, babalik na ulit ako dun sa pagiging sober instead of going through the process all over again only to find yourself back in square one, di ba? Mm-hmm. At square one, I'm sorry. At dyan po natin tatapusin ang ating episode ngayong araw na ito. Sana po ay naging sobering ang ating episode sa inyong lahat. Nakapagpabukas ng mga puso, isipan, nakapagparealize sa atin ng mga bagay-bagay na gusto natin na pagstayan, whether we want to be in the state of clarity or baka tomorrow gusto nyo ng pumunta ng konti dun sa state of tipsiness na parang, kanina, I like what Katropang Leah said, yung konsepto ng you already have a little bit of an excuse dahil sa medyo tipsy ka na, but you still have a lot of control about yourself. So, bukas po yan.
Sige, tipsy naman.
O, tingnan natin kung totoo ba. Yung control ba na sinasabi mo, totoo ba siya? Yan po ay para pangalawang araw pa lang sa next few days ay 5 stages po ang ating pagdadaanan. And hopefully, pag napagdaanan nyo yan, ay kayo na rin makapag-decide kung kailan nyo ba gustong bumalik sa pagiging sober. At dyan po natin tatapusin ang ating episode ngayon. Maraming salamat, Katropang Janine, Katropang Annika. Yay! Maraming salamat po kay Katropang Lia at kay Katropang Arlen simula sa House of Pinky. Lahat po ng ating mga houses na nag-participate sa ating tweets. Thank you. Si Katropang Gerald po na ating pong Katropang Tech today. Si Katropang Shirella, hindi kayo nandyan pa. Si Katropang Mark ay nandyan pa rin. At si Katropang Shane. Hello sa ating mga katropa, sa ating katropa na nandun po.
Sa office?
Sa office at sa transmitter. Hello! Tumatalbog-talpog pa po si Katropang Shirelle. Post-birthday, talbog. Post-birthday hangover. Yan po. Mga katropa, sana po araw-araw niyo po kaming pakinggan ng DZUP po yung mapapakinggan araw-araw mula alas 9 hanggang alas 8 ng gabi. Ang Tropang Radio ay mapapakinggan araw-araw mula alas 7 hanggang alas 8 ng gabi. Mga katropas, kung sa DZUP 1602 kasali ka,
sa Tropang Radio kasali ka na,
katropa ka pa! Good night!
Happy Monday!
Oh, keep sober!
Don't drive while drunk.